And we're back with our final segment with Dr. George Pratt. Dr. Pratt, what advice can you give Cornelius, who seems to really be under stress because of all of this?
Well, the first thing, number one, we want to be effective in a short period of time to begin with. And so when you're very distressed, actually running is very good. You want to sleep 6 to 8 hours a night. And if he has problems with sleep, we have to get 6 to 8 hours at least to restore the power to the brain.
What do you think of melatonin if you have sleepy issues?
I think melatonin can be a very useful tool.
It's a supplement, right?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt you.
Okay.
So you want to be at a proper level. Too much sleep indicates depression. So we want him to sleep 6 to 8 hours, preferably 8. That's the newest research. It's just kind of like what your mother told you.
What about the 4 I get every night? That's it.
Say again?
What about the 4 that I get hours? That's it.
Well, you know what? You better talk to your employer. you want to, just additionally, have some healthy eating. Avoid refined flours and sugars. You want to eat healthy. You want to eat good fats, olive oil, omega-3s, vegetables. Where did you grow up, George, originally?
Me? Detroit.
Okay, I grew up in Minneapolis.
I lived in Minneapolis in 78.
Oh, you did?
Yep, worked at the KSDP television for a year.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. I would listen to that station. Yeah.
Remember Ron Majors?
Yeah, I remember that name.
He was the anchor person at the time.
Yeah, well, you've got a great voice, and you're very smart, which is great. Yeah. So we want you to want people to eat vegetables, and we have it helps with the neurons in the brain.
Do you have like a diet on your website for people?
I don't have that on. I have a lot of stuff on my website, drgeorgepratt.com. There's a ton
DR.
Of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff that I want people to have. We want to do mental exercise. We want to keep the brain stimulated. It improves mental abilities, mental games, crossword puzzles, Scrabble, problem-solving games, reading, etc., and especially mental imagery. Imagery is the language of the subconscious. Remember what I said? The amount of activity consciously is 5% in terms of achieving your goals, 95% subconsciously. So that's what I did with Rob. So
it worked.
Positive expectations from mental imagery stimulates the brain. And not only just your senses, but your visualization. So if you could, maybe for the folks listening to this, write this down. I know it's part of a song, but take 5 to 15 minutes each day to imagine and visualize your goals and your objectives and imagine them already being occurred. They're occurring.
Like they already happened.
Yep, it's already...
Interesting.
It's positive end result imagery, and you're going to see things as you want them to be. And that activity helps the brain to be aware of small, even imperceptible information that can contribute to reaching your goals. And that imagery has an effect of reducing stress hormones, and that helps with interrupting mental functioning and minimizing that so that you're shining more brightly, decreasing stress hormones.
All right, let's take some final calls here. Let's go to Brenda in Texas. Hey, Brenda, welcome.
Hi, how are y'all?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Brenda.
Well, hi. I only came in about halfway through the show, and something caught my attention. I was in my garage, and I think you were talking about something similar to rapid eye movement therapy.
Yes.
Is that okay? Well, this is years ago when I lived in Lake Tahoe. I was a professional dancer. I danced in shows and traveled all over the world, and my father suddenly passed away at a really young age. For him, he was, I think it's young, he was only 62.
That's young.
And I was having a very difficult time. I already had suffered from a little bit of anxiety, depression, anxiety, but I was not able to get past my grieving. And so there was limited options to see a psychotherapist or in Tahoe, not very many people. And I went to this lady, and she said, I'd like to try rapid eye movement therapy with you.
Yes.
And I thought it was a crazy thing. You know, I thought, what is she doing? Her hands are moving across my
crazy,
eyes right and left.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. And she was writing tons and tons and tons of notes. And it seems like, I think I was too. This was back in the 80s, late 80s.
Yeah.
And I think it was a fairly new, maybe understood, or not a lot of people knew about it.
Yeah, Francine,
anyway,
Dr. Francine Shapiro came up with that, yeah.
Okay.
Keep going. Yeah.
And, but the main thing that I remember was replacing these horrible thoughts that I had in my head about my father's death, and I replaced them with different images. I remember that being a big part of it.
Yes.
And eventually, I mean, I kind of wasn't buying into it, but eventually I was able to always go back instead of that horrible negative thought that I was seeing all the time in my head, playing it over and over and over, then it started to be replaced with the positive image, and I couldn't believe that something as simple as that, actually it's pretty complex.
Yeah, it seems simple. It's very elegant.
It's very complex, yeah.
Yeah,
very complex. It seems simple when you're sitting there, but it's not. And I know that because it has stuck for, I'm 55 years old now, and that was back in my 20s. And it's always stuck with me. My question, real quick, I'm sorry I'm taking a long time to answer, ask the question.
No, take your time.
I've had a wonderful
congratulations for what you've done.
Oh, it's just amazing, amazing. Since then, I've had an amazing life. But then all of a sudden, in the last 2 years, I had a number of stressors, big time, all in a row. I was a whistleblower, and I lost my job. I had a government job that I loved, and they found out who we were, and they fired all of us. That was a horrible thing with the mobbing in the workplace and all that entails. I was then in an armed robbery where, you know, we were down on our faces on the floor and four gunmen and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then just recently we had a refinery here in Texas blow up in our town, and my house was like a mile from it. And then a few months later we had COVID-19. It's like, it feels like a...
Doesn't stop.
Kind of
doesn't
right.
Stop.
You have cumulative PTSD. My sense is you have four traumas that need to be corrected. Good news is they can be. You're going to shine brightly, and you can use some of these things or things from, if you wanted, you know, from my books or from the website. Because your stress level, I'm sensing, is about a 10 on a 10-point scale. Well,
that's pretty high.
Yeah. So the good news, there are tools. And just to kind of mention, people can go to my website, and there's much that's no charge.
All right,
DrGeorgePratt.com.
Let's go to Phil, first-time caller in Irvine, California. Hi, Philip, go ahead.
Hey, George, thank you for taking my call. I'm always learning from you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Me too.
Hey, Doc, listen, I've got multiple sclerosis, and I've got spasticity and a drop foot. And when I walk, I feel like I'm on a gyroscope, and I'm pretty unstable. So I've got to think through every step. So I've had to learn how to walk a whole different way, and my PT is always telling me to feel instead of think. Sometimes I think I'm in those 20 neurons instead of the 20 million. But I get in the zone temporarily, and then I kind of go back to the thinking mode. Is there any way I could kind of stay in the zone, possibly?
You know what I do? I would download the free half an hour deep relaxation. I think that'll help you. It'll help you to feel calmer. There are tools. Obviously, there are methods that can be applied to clear that, but just in general, I think that'll be helpful. If you wanted help, I mean, you could call the office and we could help you or guide you in terms of even other practitioners that would help you. Where are you located?
I'm in Irvine, so I'm not too far from you.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, that's not too far. Right, so... All right, so just take a look at the website, and there's many tools on that. And if not, that's something I think I could probably fix over the phone.
When a soldier comes back with PTSD, what is happening to them, Doc?
What happens, there's a part of the brain that gets frozen, and it won't process, and it's kind of locked up. And so that PTSD... If you think about the number of, and I served in the military too.
Thank you.
It's just that there are tools that are going to help people be desensitized and detraumatized, because the prefrontal cortex, which is logic and judgment, kind of gets shredded or impacted in some negative way. We have to heal that. So you can think things in a clear fashion, and then achieve your other goals too. So, but first you have to clear the PTSD element.
Let's go to Bill, truck driving in Montana. Hello, Bill. Go ahead. Well, Bill is not there anymore. Let's go to Michelle in Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, Michelle. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just wondering if your guest had ever worked with anybody that has been diagnosed with complex PTSD?
I probably have done 1,000 cases of that.
That's a lot. Many, many cases indeed. And tell us, Michelle, your other questions.
And by the way, so what is the PTSD? Tell me about it.
Well, I was diagnosed with complex PTSD a number of years ago, and what the therapist at the time had told me was that I had multiple types of trauma committed against me by multiple individuals. So it's been really difficult to work with, but my question is for someone like me who has a fear of doctors and dentists and things like that, how would someone like me begin to get a really good therapy going?
Well, number one, you could be desensitized about getting help, which is...
And how do you do that, Doc?
With the kind of... Those particularly three techniques.
Okay.
If you wanted to, I could probably desensitize you in 45 minutes on that, and there are certain, I'm sure, other practitioners in your area, but I have clients now in about 45 countries. So on Skype or FaceTime, so...
Or Zoom. Zoom's the hot thing now these days, too.
I know. Yeah. So occasionally Zoom. I'm not as good on Zoom.
You'll get there.
I know. So Heather and Shelley will guide me there. So currently operating from home on Skype or FaceTime, but there's always a way to... get this corrected. The majority of issues, I actually would just encourage you to find anybody that you want, and if not, I'm sure I could help you.
Next time you talk to Rob, tell him hi for me.
I will. I talk to him a couple times a week, and he is, all I can tell you is a role model for young people and older people. He is one of the nicest, kindest people, and he definitely overachieved with the Playboy Playmate. But that's all I can tell you about.
That's all I want to hear.
and she is the sweetest little thing you could imagine. So That's the way he is. He loves to help people, and he's just a great role model for everybody, as you know, since you know him.
Absolutely. He was a good guy.
And he's a character.
And Big was a good guy.
Yeah, I didn't see him, yeah.
Sad story. All right, well, we've got a minute left. People can still get your books where?
Anywhere, actually.
Amazon, all over the place?
All over the place, and then...
And your website is drdrgeorgepratt.com, right?
Correct, yes.
We've got you.
And there's a bunch of free stuff that I have on there.
We like that word, free.
Well, yeah, we want the world to be a better place. That's my goal.
All right, my friend. Dr. George Pratt, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it. Up next, channeling the other side on Coast to Coast AM.